Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
And welcome into another week of BetMGMU. The playoff field is set. Some people are mad. Some people are surprised. Some people are out of a job. Sharon Moore out at Michigan. We'll get into that on today's show. And we've got tradition, Army Navy. We've got early bowl games, including not a bad matchup out in L.A., Boise State against Washington. And we'll take the first look at those 4 first-round college football playoff matchups. A lot to get to, so let's dive right in. Of course, you know you can get us in podcast form. If you miss anything, stay subscribed to BetMGMU wherever you get your audio. Also on YouTube, just search for the BetMGM Network and live coast to coast wherever you may be in the world. Inside your Odyssey app, AUDACY. Alongside RJ Choppy, I'm Chris Mack. John Martin off this week. Let's start with the playoff field, Chop, because we talked about it for 6 weeks leading up to what happened on Sunday afternoon, and that was the idea of Miami being ahead of Notre Dame because, well, you know, they beat them, even if it did happen 3 months ago. And the College Football Playoff Committee led us down a long and winding path for the better part of 2 months, making us think that they had Notre Dame ahead of Miami permanently and that there was no way for this thing to shake out in Miami's favor. But we all woke up Sunday morning. We flipped on the rankings show, and despite neither team playing last weekend, we got Miami jumping Notre Dame into the top 10 and into the final at-large spot of the CFP. Credit to you, my friend, because you brought this up months ago. The ludicrous nature of having Notre Dame ahead of Miami and what it might set up for the committee later down the road. You called your shot. You pointed it out like Babe Ruth, and you knocked it out of the park.
Listen, it's way better than my bets were last week. I'll tell you that.
No, it was a bad week for bets.
Oh, it was a bad week. It was a bad week for the old degenerate over here. It made too much sense. Like, you can't – you set yourself up. And you know, I don't think that, you know, the conference championship games, you know, lose anything. I don't think the regular season loses anything here. I think what loses credibility is the week-to-week shows and releases of these rankings. Those are now like – okay, I mean, we'll watch.
Yeah, but they're useless. They don't mean anything.
They don't mean anything anymore. You know, they don't mean anything anymore. And I don't think that there's like a screw job here. I think when you lose two games or more, you can't really complain. You can't complain Fair. About your standing. You know, it's in the old days, it was if you lose a single game, you can't complain.
Right.
And then it was like, you know, well, now you can't complain if you lose, you know, two games. And that's just the way it is. You know, if you lose two games, you don't have a leg to stand on. I feel really bad for Notre Dame. I feel like they were misled. I think they were led down a path of just, you know, winning in. And, you know, like I'm just looking for myself. Like I'm a Tennessee fan. And last year, you know, we were in the field. We beat Vanderbilt. And I was like, hell yeah, we're in. Imagine if they pulled the rug under us like this.
Yeah.
Like if something happens, you know, just imagine.
I mean, that's pretty much the exact sentiment that Irish AD Pete Bavakwa gave earlier this week, saying that, you know, we won 10 games in a row to finish out the season. Now, he called it one of the best 10-game stretches in college football history, which is probably a little bit of hyperbole on his part. There were other teams. There were other teams this year that had equally, if not more impressive, 10-game winning streaks. Right. But that aside, I understand their beef with being left out. I do. The more interesting fallout of that, the Notre Dame over Miami or Miami over Notre Dame decision, is this tenuous nature of Notre Dame's relationship with the ACC. Mm-hmm. And Jim Phillips tried to backpedal as well as he could, but he is not an NFL defensive back, and that backpedal is not all that high quality because he couldn't back off the tweets that were put out by the conference last week comparing the two teams. And they were very explicitly comparing the two teams. They called them Team A and Team B, but they were comparing Notre Dame and Miami. And look, I can see both sides of this. I can see the ACC lobbying for what was the best team in their conference to make the playoff. It's on them to do that. And I totally understand why they did. But they also may have buried a relationship with the lone independent that matters, the team that's always going to remain independent, but also has the ability, just about whenever they want to, Choppy, to pull out of that relationship with the ACC and create a scheduling relationship with anybody else they want to in the world, because Notre Dame has that power. Like it or not, they still do. And so I think the ACC, when coupled with Notre Dame being left out here, is backed into a corner, and they already were not an advantageous position given the way conferences may reshuffle and realign in the next couple of years.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, I think there's a real possibility. And I thought this week, I said it on Monday, maybe on Tuesday. I was like, you know, by the end of the week, you know, Notre Dame is going to – I thought Notre Dame was going to leave. They're going to announce they're going to leave the ACC by, like, Wednesday. I really thought that was going to happen, that they were going to say, hey, look, we're done. You know, We'll take our 24 teams and we'll go. Yeah, we'll take those teams too. And you know what? We're not just going to leave. We're going to go be full-fledged members of the Big Ten.
Right.
You know, because they would take it with – now they've got 38 teams in the Big Ten. They got to – you know, there's not any room for any more. But you know, like that's a real possibility, because at the end of the day, Notre Dame is the golden goose of the sport. They make so much cash, so much money. And look, credit to the committee for saying, you know, we're not going to be fooled. We're not going to just put the biggest draw in. You know, we're going to do the right thing and get Miami in over there. I just hate the process. I hate the process. Yeah. They I don't think they screwed Notre Dame, but they lied to them for 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's the bigger part of this. Like you said, the committee has lost all credibility as far as those ranking reveal shows go for the 6 weeks leading up to setting the field. It's why, look, I appreciate the drama, contrived as it may be, of sitting down every Tuesday night to get a fresh set of rankings and see how the committee handled whatever went down the previous weekend. But that's all it is contrived drama. And they'd probably be better off just not holding those rankings shows or doing something similar to what the NCAA tournament does with basketball, where you get part of the bracket reveal for a couple of weeks leading up to the tournament, right? Tell me who your top four seeds are or something like that, so that you can always hold in your back pocket, okay, you know, if they had not revealed these rankings for 6 weeks previous to this past Sunday, they could have had plausible deniability that they never had Notre Dame ahead of Miami, and it would have all made sense.
Yeah, or just say, hey, look, these are the bubble teams. These are the
in no particular order. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Boy, you create some drama because we all know who the top four seeds are going to be, for the most part, right? We know, you know, if
Big
Georgia's
Ten and
undefeated,
SEC competitors basically in the championship. Those, games.
Yeah, yeah, you know, about 6 weeks in, you know, by the middle of October, they were going to do the bracket. You know exactly who the number one, two, three, and four teams are going to be, and then you know you have an idea, but then just give the bubble teams, give 10, 11, 12 through 14 or 15. Just lump them all. Don't say the order. Just lump them all together.
Yeah. Here's another thing that I think, and we had for our show, because we're in a condensed amount of time here. For our show, we had a pretty lengthy conversation last week about the idea of conference championship games just naturally dissolving and falling by the wayside because they have very little relevancy to the playoff picture, at least for the big two, right? For the power two. I would have liked to have seen a return to relevancy, in particular for the SEC championship game this year, because in my opinion, I don't need a three-loss team in the playoff. I don't. And I understand Alabama's losses were to good teams, two playoff teams, and one of them was in the conference championship game. But I go back to the season opening loss in Tallahassee. How awful it was. And I get they've got more impressive wins, right? They've got wins over some really good teams, including the team they lost to this past weekend. But I would have been perfectly fine, and I know they wouldn't have done this because they don't want to punish teams for losing in those Power 2 championship games. I would have had no problem saying, you know what, Bama, you got absolutely rolled by Georgia. Maybe you're not a playoff team, and putting Notre Dame and Miami both in with two losses.
Yeah, I just think that they don't look at Alabama as a three-loss team. I don't think they look at they don't count that game. You know, that game is a formality for the automatic berth.
Which is, again, why are we playing it then, right?
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. Like, you know, that's because, you know, you ask yourself, like, if the tiebreakers in the SEC were different.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Right. And because A&M and Alabama and Georgia all had one SEC loss, right? That's how it works. Mm-hmm. I think Ole Miss too. So the tie, just Alabama and Georgia just happened to win the tiebreakers. So like if they never played in that game, if Bama never played Georgia and let's say Ole Miss won and Ole Miss got it played against Georgia. Nobody's having a question about Alabama being in.
Right.
And that's like, all right, so it's just, so to me, like when you play that extra game and you're a member of the Big Ten or the SEC, they're just not counting that as a loss. And I'm okay with that.
I guess I understand that line of thinking and how they look at it. I just think it pushes conference championship games even further into irrelevancy, like we talked about. And look, the other side of the coin would have been Bama loses that game, and the SEC all of a sudden decides, well, we don't need a conference championship game anymore. Forget about it. We're not playing one anymore. Either way, we end up at the same destination. We're just taking two different routes to get there, and that's going to eventually be the dissolution of these conference championship games.
Or they become
play-in games. Or if you're a conference like the ACC, you actually get your together with how you decide the competitors of the conference championship game, because they effectively shot themselves in the foot by not setting their tiebreakers correctly and letting Duke get into that game and ultimately beat Virginia in overtime, which was a bananas game as well.
Yeah, you can't have a five-loss team in a conference title game. You just can't. And that's screwed up. And I do wonder this, if Virginia had won, Virginia had won the ACC, you know, would they still have put Miami in? Or was Miami in kind of a gift?
I think Miami in was going to happen either way. I think if Virginia wins, we're probably talking about JMU getting bounced, right? Which is the other fallout of the CFP final rankings and the setting of the playoff field, which is two group of five teams, which I know my esteemed colleague is not a huge fan of, RJ. Two group of five teams. Two, baby.
Yeah. Can't have two, man. Come on now. Now, I'll say this. It could not have worked out better for the group of five in terms of getting Ole Miss.
Yeah, well, I'm curious to see. I'll say this. We'll get into these games, these four individual games and matchups in just a couple of minutes. I think with the way it shook out and with the way the spreads are set on these games, I don't think it's going to be hard for JMU and Tulane to give the group of five some additional credibility. All they have to do is not get blown off the field by Ole Miss and Oregon, respectively. And I think it's going to lend even more credence to the idea of, hey, these group of five teams may be able to compete. And who knows? Maybe one of them does catch one of the favorites by surprise. And if that happens, then you're gonna lend the group of five even more of an arsenal to argue that they should have more inclusion in the playoff, whatever it looks like going forward.
Yeah, I think JMU is in a really tricky predicament. That's going to be really tough for them. But yeah, if they do have a good showing, and let's say they go 1-1 against the spread, right? Let's say they go 1-1. I mean, they put that in the win column. That in the win column all day. And you know, like obviously, if both teams cover, and they cover by a touchdown or more, you know, I guess what you'd say is that, well, that's just like last year's games then, because they were blowouts too, and they all were.
Yeah.
But there's a difference. I think there's a difference mentally when I see Indiana or Tennessee or SMU or Clemson get beat by Texas and Ohio State and Penn State and Notre Dame. That's one thing. But when I see a group of five team get beat 42-10, it's almost bullyish.
Yeah,
it looks different.
Let's talk about whether we expect that to happen or not, and we'll get into all four of the first round matchups in the college football playoff. Take an early look at them next, right here on BetMGMU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.